Okay, so I guess Grace.
Can you
programmers prior to their data being interviewed by the committee.
Please speak up. I didn't hear your committee.
And then the negotiation about when they're going to come on here.
We can't hear you. Could you start from the beginning?
I didn't have my telephone. I didn't have my earplug, the phone plug.
Yeah.
Okay, so the committee as a whole shall develop a collection of questions and to be presented to the program directors prior to their in-conference interviews with the committee. Period. I don't want to put it in the motion. And then the chair of the committee will arrange with the program directors to attend a conference meeting with the committee as their schedule allows after they have completed the inquiry.
Okay. The chair will, what will you say, a follow-up?
The chair will make the arrangements for each of the program directors to attend the committee. The chair or the secretary, the officers of the committee will arrange for the program directors from each station to attend an upcoming program oversight committee meeting at their convenience once they have finished the inquiry, the written inquiry. I think Grace would be better formulating this a little bit neater.
Okay. But I think we get the gist of it. The committee as a whole.
The thing is, I would volunteer to, people send me their questions. I'll generate the inquiry. Just send me an email with the questions you want to include. In other words, we don't have to sit and talk about it. Just send an email with the questions you want to include.
Ken
I'll put it together. Same thing with inviting the program directors. We don't have to be so cautious about making sure we have permission. You just contact a program director and say, we send out these inquiries to you from the Program Oversight Committee, and we'd like you to attend one of our conference calls so that we can get to know you and discuss what your ideas are. So when's a good opportunity for you? And we may take one or two or three at the most at some upcoming meeting. We just don't have to be that formal or cautious. We don't have to get permission from, the
And we have no authority to compel them.
That's right.
Okay. So are there any objections to this motion or this process?
No, I second it.
Okay.
Second's not required in the committee, but okay.
Okay, so I don't hear any objections. So this is how we shall proceed. Everyone send your questions, suggestions to Ken Aaron. Ken, everybody should have your email, so they should be able to connect with you. And if anyone doesn't, on this committee, please respond to that invitation, and we can make sure everybody has the information that they need. Okay. So the next thing on our discussion is to implement a policy for what to do when people miss three meetings. So
Eric Stack as well.
I'm sorry, Benito, and who was the next one?
Eric,
okay. Okay, Benito.
Yeah, I just want to request that people identify themselves when they go to speak, because I, for instance, I don't know about anybody else, I don't recognize everybody's name and voice.
Okay. Eric?
Thank you.
I'm assuming you're talking about absentees when you're referring to attendance. Is that correct?
Yes, absenteeism and non-responsiveness. So if a person sends in a request for an excused absence, then it wouldn't really count necessarily as an absence, I understand. But if people just are not responsive after three meetings, this was brought up by one of our members, would they be removed from the committee, or what would the policy be, so that we can inform everyone what is expected?
Okay, I have a request for information from my as a follow up. Is this an open ended process? I mean, can you conceivably have 8 excused absences?
Okay. This is Grace. I have information about this.
Okay, Grace.
Okay. It was decided a while back, some years ago, in the governance committee. The following was decided. No excused absences in committee. If a person is absent for 2 meetings in a row, it's the responsibility of the chair or the secretary to send them an email telling them that if they don't attend the third meeting, that they will the third consecutive meeting, that they will automatically be removed from the committee roster.
Okay, so this is already passed
a long time ago in the National Governance Committee and by the PNB. So
okay,
it's no excused absences. Once 2 meetings have been missed, then it's the responsibility of the secretary of the committee to send a warning email saying that if the committee member does not attend the next meeting, that they will automatically be removed from the committee.
Jim, to the stack.
If everyone can return to the stack as well, please.
Okay, Jim and then Eric.
Yeah, I thought this was to be the first official meeting where this was to be implemented, this kind of policy.
That's what we decided last week.
Unless we're going to change our mind and, do it next meeting, but I felt like, this was going to be the first time we're going to do that.
This is Grace to the stack.
We did decide that. This is the first meeting to be counted. Okay, Eric and then Grace.
Okay, I'm hearing two different things here. I could be mistaken. I heard the word consecutive at one point, and then separately heard 2 meetings. So which is it? Is it going to be 2 consecutive meetings and then they're sent a warning, or is it 2 meetings, period? Because there is a scenario where you can have someone attending every other meeting. So which is it? Is it 2 absences or 2 consecutive absences?
It's 2 consecutive in a row. If they are missed, then the secretary would send a warning email. If they didn't attend the third, so that would then be 3 in a row, they would automatically be removed.
Okay.
Did
you request it? I thought you spoke, Benito. Grace and then Benito.
Okay, what was discussed was correct. I don't have anything to add.
Okay, Benito?
Yeah, I don't have anything to add either. I was just going to request that Grace send that that approved motion from the governance committee to the members of this committee with the date it was approved. I think we can all, and our LSVs, as well as other committees that each of us belong to, could use that. The motion would be very helpful.
May I respond?
Yes, Grace, please.
I remember the motion. I will try to find it, but I don't have the time to spend 20 hours looking for it. it's buried in some minutes from years ago, so I will try. If you want, the person who mentioned it most recently was William Heerwagon. You might want to ask him. He may be able to give the exact citation. I do remember it myself, but also in the last few months, William did mention it.
Okay, so we'll search for that. That would be a good thing.
And Jim,
who is that?
Jim Cisak. Yeah, remember we talked about, we didn't want to be ridiculously rigid about this. I will make a big effort to contact as many of the people that I can get in touch with who didn't show up this time, because we really need as many people as possible working in this environment with this kind of situation. So I'll make a point as secretary, as pro tem, to just basically contact all the folks and ask them, you know, do they want to participate or not, you know, and try to clarify that.
Okay. That sounds like a good service. Okay. All right. So I'm, since this is a motion that's already been passed, I'm going to presume that this is the policy we're going to follow, with Jim making that effort to contact everyone. And also reiterating that this week is the first week that an absence is being counted. So, does that meet everyone's understanding of what we spoke of? Yes? Okay, so is there any objection to that understanding? It's not so much a motion, but because it was already passed. So coming up next on our discussion, we are 4 minutes away from the end of the meeting, so we may want to defer the next question to the next meeting, but it is a discussion of potential objectives for the program committee to work on going forward, and we dealt with partially with some of this in the discussion with the program directors. And it was suggested that we add to this coordinated sharing information about the midterm elections. I guess that's coverage of the national U.S. elections. In the short time we have left, does anyone want to speak to that?
Yes, Jim to the stack.
Okay, Jim.
Kathy.
Ken to the stack.
Can Eric I to the stack as well.
Could we add 10 minutes to this? I don't want to go longer than that, but I just wanted to add 10 minutes to this issue of discussion objectives. Does anybody object to that for 10 more minutes?
Any objections for 10 minutes?
All right.
Okay.
None. Okay, let me outline.
Hearing none. Go ahead.
All right, let me outline some things. I've been working a lot on issues of traffic management. What I mean by that is the amount of station IDs, forward promotion, advertisements, and that's pretty broad. It occur in radio in general, but also in Pacifica stations. And I'm trying to figure out how we're not using or not utilizing well our airtime, which I know in New York is not well utilized. So that's one issue I think moving forward I want to put forth. Secondly, the training issue. I'd like to propose that at some point we bring on the folks with the apprenticeship program out there in Berkeley on, and let's hear what they do, you know, as one of the things we do. A third thing I felt was that we needed to find out what alternative radio stations are doing with internet radio. For example, here in New York, there's a whole operation upstate where they're doing streaming. And I'd like to hear, and I'm sure in California they're doing streaming, I'd like to know what the costs and the cost factors are, what they're doing, because that allows us to do alternative programming and train new talent. And finally, podcasting. I'd like to really get a sense, as a separate item, you know, always ongoing to what we're doing, how we can bring that kind of attention to what we're doing. And finally, the question of synthesizing digital media and analog media And that could be a situation where we're talking with people who are successfully using, and I know there's a lot of pushback on Facebook, Twitter, and all that, because I'm reading about that. I'll certainly share the books I'm reading that are very critical of that. But that does indeed work sometimes to increase audience. And so I just want to throw those ideas out as things I'm thinking about. But traffic management in particular is something I'm thinking about. I know Tom is going to have the Grassroots Radio Conference soon. They're talking about news programming and several panels on that. It'd be very useful to hear people from those kind of perspectives talking about what they're learning, because we know that all the stations need better news operations operating, and we could learn from other people. That's all I want to put out.
Okay, and who was next?
Ken.
Was it Eric? Ken.
I believe I was next. Okay. I just sent out an email with to the same list that I got the email about the with the agenda. So assuming that's the committee, and all it is an excerpt from the Pacifica Handbook, which is available in its current edition on Pacifica.org. There's a current version of an updated version of the handbook, which is waiting for approval by the PMP, but this guideline should be useful. It's the programmer's guide, so it goes over key points related to the functionality of a programmer and things that the program director would overlook and things that we should be concerned with as a programming committee. I've looked through the bylaws. I thought at some point in time I thought there was a definition of what the Program Oversight Committee does, but I couldn't find it again. So I might have that in my mind from some issue that was originated from KPFK. But in any event, I agree that that we should not try to reinvent the wheel. We should look at existing material, go on the internet and look up programming schedules, how to program a radio station, so that, and what part of the market does podcast currently entertain? What part of the market is contained for radio? So we can do research on our own. That's all. I don't want to.
Okay, Grace for the chat.
Okay, first Eric, then Grace.
Yeah, I was. This has been punted or kicked down the road since Abraham Lincoln was around. I was hoping there could be a discussion, probably in the next 30 days, using the U word, better known as underwriting. And to be put out there for discussion and possibly a motion to be made and voted on. And if that's the case, if it is approved, that this committee could develop a proposal. Again, that's if it's approved, that we, you know, a proposal could be submitted and sent to the board.
Okay.
And ask them to do something with it sometime before the next moon landing.
Was there a moon landing? Grace?
Was there ever a moon landing?
Yeah.
There you go.
Grace?
Yes. I want to go into something different, and that is that I think that Catherine, you've been doing such a great job as chair the last two meetings. Would you consider the position of chair on a permanent basis? And also, Ken, would you consider being the secretary for this committee?
I'm sorry. No, thank you. I have to defer on that.
Oh, Ken, you're no fun.
Okay. Well, yeah, I would consider it.
Okay, so you're nominated.
Okay.
By me.
Yeah, I nominate you too, Kev.
Okay, thank you. All right, so that's a start.
Not to say that Jim wouldn't be good also, but I just thought I'd put it out there.
Well, Kathy and I'll help Kathy. She knows that. I'll help her anyway.
Okay, dokie. So would anyone else like to
I have one other question.
Wait, I have to say,
would anyone want to volunteer to be the secretary? That's the hardest to get.
Okay. Does the secretary have to be someone who's on the committee?
Yes, usually.
Okay. All right, so we'll work that
out. I'd like to say something, Carol, through the stack.
Yes, Carol.
Eric, would you consider being secretary?
Oh. This is no joke. I mean, seriously, I have partial paralysis, so I would be very little help. Thank you for the gesture, but I just,
okay.
I just couldn't.
Kathy, I'd like to just say something before we go.
Yes. Well, we still have 5 minutes.
All right. One other thing we need to get a sense of is what are the equipment needs at every particular signal area, what they could use, and how maybe we think of ways to get equipment, you know, because there are ways to do that. And I would like to get the input of producers in varying ways, like what they think. I mean, you know, I have my own opinions about that, but I want to be as objective as possible because we really need a lot of people having some real honest soul-searching as to what to do. My feeling is that also we also have to think of what our competitors are doing in the local markets and how we can break into those kind of membership pools they have with something very exciting and creative. For example, we could set up different kinds of streams. Like, for example, in New York, we could do a jazz stream. We could do a classical music stream. What that I mean is not just simply European classical music, but I'm talking about world classical music. You know, play not only Mozart, but play Indian music, Iranian music. There's all sorts of ways for us to break in and capture and monetize in a subtle way other audiences that really are pretty perhaps eager to have kinds of things. And one of the things I want to suggest to all the members and to anyone listening to this is to go check out a website called Radio Garden. That website lists every single internet radio station in the world. And it's quite amazing to go explore. It has, like, every station in every city, everywhere that's on the map of the planet. And I would just, to me, that's something we've never really explored well, but I'd love to see us, you know, work in international solidarity with other radio stations elsewhere in the world, you know, and do exciting things with them. And I just think that that regard thing is really cool to check out.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you. Just one last thing,
Carol, for the staff.
Hold on. Before we switch things, I wanted to offer. Hello. I would like to offer just an update on the group listserv. Everyone will have received that welcome by tomorrow, which means that you are on the list and you can begin to post. And I would ask that in the communications with each other, we at least copy the listserv so that there's a central place where people can find things. I opened it as a programming committee email, so there's also a you know, a space to put documents. So all these suggestions of websites and videos and references that we can look at, as well as surveys and questions, we can begin to post everything there so that we don't have to search through our emails to find it. So I would ask everyone to participate and help me to build that up with all the data that we are building for the program committee. And who was that who needed to speak? Carol?
Yes.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah, a couple things. I wanted to check and see, are all the stations getting Arbitron, and is that through Pacifica, or is that an individual decision of the stations? Do any PMD members know that?
I have information for KPK.
Okay, yeah, I don't have any information with regard to how it works. It looks like each station has to do it individually, but I don't know if that's the case.
This is Eric. I need to add something very important, if I could, to just take 10 seconds.
Okay. Go ahead, Eric.
I don't have the exact... The bottom line, one of these meetings will fall during the pledge drive. I think a couple of them will. And I don't think the absences should count during that period because, well, just shouldn't. Some of us have to work the pledge lines.
Okay.
So conceivably, I could have two absences there. But
okay, so I think everyone senses that we don't want to be so strict that people would be prevented from coming. The idea is if there are people who are non-participatory, that they wouldn't somehow prevent quorum by their absence so that we couldn't go forward. So unless I'm speaking out of turn, someone can correct me. But we can establish that kind of lenience, I think. Yes, go ahead, Jim.
We need WBAI just obtained a Nielsen study, which is 1,300 pages long. And I've read it, and the question is, you know, I'd have to ask permission to share it I'd have to ask Bertolt about that. But also, I think it's important for us to see what actually is being done in the fundraising drives. Like, you know, one important data point is always per hour, what kind of shows, what kind of premiums, what kind of support is being given. And that I do not know in detail of other stations. I don't know that. And that is always when I'm evaluating programming and what works and doesn't work, one always has to keep that in mind. I know that Canon Grace did a study of WBAI, which I think is quite revealing. I wouldn't mind everybody's looking at that. But I do have two PowerPoints I've made on the data from the Arbitron study. I'll be more than happy to send them out. They speak for themselves.
Yeah, and Jim, I'm going to send everybody the access to the Google Drive.
Right.
So all that stuff can be put up there so people can go in and access it. So in addition to sending it, hopefully you'll go in and upload your information. Benito, we're just about done.
Carol for the staff, too.
Yes, Benito.
Thank you. Just real brief, with regard to attendance, Murray Smith, I mentioned at the last meeting that he had been in the hospital for a number of months, and I was going to go call him and see what's up with him, because can he participate in this committee? You know, since actually he did not have email access. So anyway,
right.
I just want to say that... between one thing and another, I didn't get a chance to do that, so I'll have to make sure that I do it before the next meeting.
Okay. So, Benito, why don't we give him a sort of a health waiver for this meeting, and you can find out from him. And if not, maybe your LSB can elect someone else?
Exactly.
Okay.
Carol, go ahead.
So my biggest concern about attendance is that we have quorum, and we're always on the edge. So, Eric, if you could call in just at the beginning at the meeting and not stay on and just help
fine.
Us get quorum, and, you know, and if people have a medical issue, if they could take a leave of absence for a few weeks, maybe we can grant them a leave of absence until they're able to come back, but to be clearly off so it doesn't affect our quorum. And I just wanted to say, you know, we didn't get to the issue about the elections, but I would like us to really focus a little bit on how we can share national news and public affairs programming nationally,
right,
so we can be sharing this very valuable, very time-consuming, very costly investment around news in a way that makes sense. And so I hope we can be thinking about that as part of how we move forward.
Okay, very good. All right, excellent. We are, who is that?
I just wanted to ask one thing, Kathy, before we go.
Yeah.
Could people share what their stations are doing regarding this Brett Kavanaugh hearing on Monday? Maybe just share it with us by email so we have an idea what's going on.
Okay, for those of us who know, we can do that. So you do the same, since you seem to know more about BAI than I do. So I think that we're good for today. We're going to adjourn. I'm adjourning the meeting, and I'd like to thank all of you for participating. I think it's been very worthwhile. So thank you all.
Good night,
thanks,
everyone.
Jeff.
Thank you.
Good night.
Kathy, thank you for your great facilitation.
Thank you.
I second the motion.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.